The Doobie Brothers. Nobody. You're in the mix.
We're here, and the mix is here when you need it. If you ever need... Oh, I can't do that. I'm going to get in so much trouble. Can you imagine how much trouble I'm going to get in for doing that?
No. Oh, well. Literally can't imagine.
You can't imagine it. Okay. Jason, what... If I remember, you guys have some auditions coming up, do you not?
We do, yeah. Good. Leading question, Your Honor. We do. Our spring productions, we've been topsy-turvy this semester, right? We did our musical in the fall, and we're doing our non-musicals in the spring. We're doing two plays. One, the Pulitzer Prize-winning play by William Gibson, The Miracle Worker, mm-hmm. which tells the story of a young Helen Keller mm-hmm. and her teacher, Annie Sullivan. Popular play, such a good play. I'm rereading it. My colleague Hank Ryan's directing it. We're doing that, and then we're also doing a little known play called Bert, or When I Was Five, I Killed Myself, which is not quite as harrowing as it sounds. It's told from the point of view of a young boy mm-hmm. Who gets institutionalized. So we have younger people as the central character in two of the plays we're doing. We have roles available for children. People always ask. In Miracle Worker, we plan to cast a young person as Helen Keller.
That actually took place when she was like 10 years old,
yeah,
or something 10, like that.
12. In the course of the play, she ages a little mm-hmm. bit, but ideally we'll cast a young teenager mm-hmm. In the role. And so these auditions are open to any Gulf Coast student, anyone in the community, and they're December 2nd in the Amelia Center Theater. You just need to prepare a 1-minute dramatic monologue, and we'll use that as sort of an initial sort of screening, and then we'll have callbacks, which are a second audition for those people that we need to see again on December 3rd. But we're casting both shows before the holiday break, and then we go into rehearsals on January 6th for Bert, and towards the end of January for The Miracle Worker. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go ahead and cast them before the holiday break. But in addition to Helen, there are also some other children's roles in The Miracle Worker. In the play I'm directing, Bert, there are some children's characters, but they're to be played by adults mm-hmm. Is the way it's set up. So we encourage folks to come out. I frequently have people in the community ask, how can my children get involved in the theater? Well, here's a great way to be involved in a top-notch production.
Yeah, and to put a point on that, part of being involved in theater is going to audition, because that's the only way you're really going to end up in theater.
Nine out of 10 doctors say the best way to get cast is to attend an audition.
Really?
Yeah.
9 out of 10?
9 out of 10.
What 10 did you ask?
I don't know.
Okay. That's just... All right. Well, I was just going to check up on the statistics.
Yeah, 9 out of 10.
All statistics are either false or true, depending on your viewpoint.
9 of them were actors dressed up as doctors, and then the 10th was an actual doctor.
I'm not a real doctor, but I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express one time. Is that those doctors?
You may need a doctor after staying at a Holiday. Do we have underwriting for Holiday Express?
I don't think we will have to.
No, I think you just ruined that. So
no offense.
No offense. But anyway.
Speaking of productions, mm-hmm. We have a Gulf Coast alum with a big one.
Oh, we do.
We do. This is kind of a big deal. Alumnus Matthew Lopez, class of 1997, is a playwright and one of the top young playwrights in the country, and he has a play on Broadway right now called The Inheritance, and some students and I were fortunate to be able to see it last month when it was in previews. It won the Olivier Award for Best New Play in 2019, which is the equivalent of the British Tony. This is the equivalent of our Tony Award mm-hmm. in London, and it transferred to Broadway and opened on November 17th. And they're saying some great things about it. Peter Travers with the Rolling Stone calls it a ravishing theatrical work that urges generations to connect and love, gripping from the first scene to the last. Ben Brantley of the New York Times calls it a blockbuster. He challenges any theater goer with a heart not to cry. It was really amazing, and not just because Matt's a friend of mine and a former student. It's been receiving rave reviews, and it's not unlikely that we will have a Tony Award-winning alumnus mm-hmm. by the end of next year, which is pretty exciting.
It would be exciting. So when they say start here, go anywhere, they're not fooling, are they?
No, it's been really,
that's actually amazing. It really
is. It's a really big deal. It's a really big deal, and I was fortunate that we were able to travel to go see that. It's not every day that happens, and we were able to connect our students with that opportunity and see other alumni that were living in the city as well. Matthew Holtzclaw, who's a frequent visitor, he's a magician and a magic consultant at the top of the game, works with Penn and Teller all the time, and we got to see his show at the McKittrick Hotel. And really just some fantastic stuff, a great networking trip. Got to see a production of Phantom and go backstage. We knew one of the performers. She's does guest spots, fills in for vacations on Phantom, you know, like you do. She's a sub for people's vacations. And she happened to be performing the weekend we were there. And so a student and I got to go and go backstage, had a pizza party on stage. You know, at Phantom, like you do. Try on Phantom's mask, like you do. You know, so really awesome opportunities for students, and we're pretty excited about it.
And so, if you want to get started in this, if you want your children to get started in this marvelous universe that is theater, coming to tryouts for
auditions. December 2nd. In the Amelia Center Theater, 6:30, prepare a 1-minute dramatic monologue. This is just a solo speech, memorized, and that's all you need. And fill out some paperwork there. And if you know, everybody auditions, you know, that's how you get cast. Go to an audition. Come on out. No experience necessary.
Yeah. And it is an experience just going to an audition.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing is just an experience. And if you're thinking about theater as a hobby or a career or whatever, it is part, that is, they are just part and parcel to the whole lifestyle.
Yeah, for sure.
Jason, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. I'm going to skip out a little bit early, and we're heading over to the District Board of Trustees meeting to share the good news about the show that's on Broadway as well.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks, guys.
That was Jason Hedden, the Department Chair of Visual and Performing Arts here at Gulf Coast State College. Tom, we got to take a quick break. Here's a little weather forecast from WMEB's Lauren Hope here in the mix.